snaking 80 miles from Echo Lake in Hopkinton before meeting the Atlantic Ocean in Boston Harbor, the Charles is the city's river of life, especially in the summer. On its banks are the strollers, the runners, readers, bikers, and sunbathers. On the water, thanks to years of stewardship and a massive environmental cleanup, the river is a playground. Sailors, rowers, kayakers, duck boaters, and now it's also increasingly a setting for urban fishing. In fact, if you ask longtime fishing enthusiast Craig Miner, who in 2010 founded Charles River Charters, a one-boat charter fishing company, the Charles is home to some of the region's best fishing.
The fishing is outstanding. I mean, the views are wonderful. The experience of being out on the water in one of the most beautiful cities in the country is one thing. But to be able to stand down here and fish from the boat with the backdrop of the Prudential Building or the Hatch Shell or you name it, it's kind of a surreal experience.
As I'm somewhat of a fisherman myself, truth is I've spent a lot of time at it over the years, I decided to try out the Charles for the first time ever. We launched Miner's 19-foot bass boat in Brighton at the Community Rowing Center and headed downriver. We motored for about an hour and watched the wooded riverbank, trees, and brush bowing to the water gradually transition into a cityscape.
It's such a different perspective being out on the water on the Charles than it is looking at it from one of the highways that parallel it or from a building above it.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the most exciting things for customers when they get out here, because you've got folks that live all up and down the river from, you know, Brighton into downtown, and you see it every day and you sort of take it for granted. But once you get out on the water and you sort of experience the feeling of being surrounded by the city on the level with the water, it really truly is something that you can't quite describe until you're out here.
I'm amazed by the wildlife. We've probably seen dozens, if not maybe 100, Canadian geese so far, a muskrat, some wood ducks. So what do people catch out here, mostly?
Mostly we're catching largemouth bass and smallmouth bass. But, you know, the river, believe it or not, even out here in Boston, is home to calico bass, which is also known as black crappie, yellow perch, pickerel. There's big carp in here.
Would you eat what you catch in here?
I can't recommend to eat anything. You know, just by virtue of where we live, even though the river's come a very long way from what it used to be, it's still a bit dicey.
In fact, the latest fish consumption advisory from the State Public Health Department agrees. It warns about mercury levels in fish statewide and cautions that chemicals and pesticides in some species found in the Charles could be harmful to your health. But catching is not eating, so we try our luck.
So right here at this last bridge, I'm going to kill the motor and we'll toss a line in and see what we can do.
Well, I have to say that I've fished a lot, usually way out in the woods in northern Maine. This is certainly the first time that I fished inside of the Hancock Building, the Prudential Building, and the skyline of Boston. Do you have a favorite place in here you like to stop and throw a line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a few favorite places out here, to be honest with you. Some of which I have to keep secret. Others of which I'm...
For the paying clients.
Others of which we're cruising through right now.
We're in an area where Miner says he's caught huge largemouth bass and carp as we've slipped from the wide-open lower basin on the Charles into the almost Venetian lagoons right along Sturro Drive near the Hatch Shell. We float beneath the arched footbridges, drift through lily pads, and around the dragon boats moored there, all within a few feet of pedestrians.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, there's a fish.
Look at that, a yellow perch.
Perch.
This is a pretty fish, aren't they?
Ambitious, that fish, taking that big lure.
Sure was.
But as it turns out, the perch was just a brief spike in the action.
It's a lazy, hazy afternoon. Including for the fish.
We tossed a line and waited and tossed and waited some more.
I seem to have caught some weeds.
You got one on there.
Yep, that is a fish. Oh, he got away. He got away! It was the fish that got away!
Right there, as it was getting a little closer, I got caught a glimpse from up here, and it looked like a good bass.
My fault, I actually didn't set the hook.
I was just gonna
Shame
say,
on
you. Know, you always hear people talking about it, but out here, you know, these fish are hardy.
We fish for a while, but it was bright and sunny at midday, and the air and water temperatures were pretty warm. A great time to boat, probably the worst time to catch. So we decide to head back to the boat launch.
Is this, do you think, fishing on the Charles an afterthought for a lot of fishermen who may be active fishermen in the area, but they don't necessarily think yet about the Charles?
Yes, I do. It's been said, and I agree, that the Charles is one of our most underutilized fishing resources in the area. In a place where bodies of water get so much fishing pressure, the Charles has somehow slipped under the radar. Granted, it had a bit of a bad stigma, and for some people, you know, they still haven't been able to get over that, so they don't even think about it. But there are opportunities here to catch world-class largemouth and striped bass.
If you're a Zen fisher person, you probably believe that hours spent on the water are not hours you actually lose out of those allotted to your life. So, satisfied with the experience of wetting a line on a pretty river in the middle of the city that is beautiful from the water, we close out our urban fishing day.
Well, we're back at the boat ramp. Thanks a lot. It's been a great day. Enjoyed meeting you. Appreciate the trip.
Well, likewise, Bob. It was a pleasure having you out here. I really appreciate it, and hopefully I made you a believer as well.
You got me.
That's Craig Miner of Charles River Charters. Before you try your luck tossing a line in the Charles or anywhere else, be sure to get your state fishing license. Go to mass.gov to learn more and purchase your license online. Our story this morning was produced by WBUR's Shannon Dooling.